Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide private adoption services throughout all of Michigan with offices located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it is our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly radio show to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, and the adoption community. So we're really glad that you're listening in today. Today, we have been anticipating this particular podcast. It is part three of our summer series where we're talking about connections from the start. And this is a really heartwarming and unique story of three families that were connected through the international adoption process in a very unexpected way. So if you're listening in today for the first time, you might want to go to blogtalkradio.com/adoptionfocus and check out episode one and two. In part one, we talked with three wonderful, funny and fun-loving moms who are with us today as well. And then in part two, we talked with their daughters. And today I'm super excited to welcome all of them to what is definitely, hands down, the largest show that we have had. So we have with us Julie, Marianne, and Maureen, known as Mo. Those are our moms. Welcome, ladies.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, thank you.
Thank you for being here. And then we have your daughters, Holly, Emily, and Kate. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hey.
Thank you so much, all of you. So we've got six people on the podcast, and we're super excited to kind of wrapping up what's been a fantastic 2 weeks with today's show. And we're entitled Connected from the Start. In the last two podcasts, we heard from all of you about your relationships and how they began and why they've been so important to each of you. But today we're going to focus a little bit on the future. And so I wanted to get us started with this question. As Emily, Kate, and Holly will be preparing to go off to college in the coming years, how will you keep the relationships going, and what is the plan to maintain the wonderful connections that your families have? So let's start with maybe one of the moms.
This is Marianne. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, well, I've still got Joe, and he's 14, so we'll still have that connection. But we've also already talked about that once we're all nicely retired and the kids are off, we're talking about going away for the weekend and having, you know, a little celebration there, you know, a little bed and breakfast with a little pedicures, you know, after raising children, that's what you get, you know. So, but, you know, we'll still be connected because we still got younger children, too.
Absolutely. Was that Mo? Were you going to say something, or was that Julie?
Yeah, that was me. Yeah, I was just going to say, same thing Marianne said. This past weekend, we were all together, and, you know, that very subject came up. It's like, hey, let's find a resort, let's find a place, let's go.
So there's obviously no question about it. These connections are going to continue, and I think that we heard that from you guys in the previous episode. What about Holly, Emily, or Kate? Did one of you want to speak to this topic about what the future looks like and remaining connected with one another? Anybody?
Go ahead, Hal.
I mean, we already want to get together to go shopping or just go maybe perhaps grab a bite to eat. So in the future, we'd probably, in the breaks that we get, we'd probably plan a day to just get together and catch up with each other.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So many of us struggle with keeping in touch with our friends and our family. And in today's society, we're all so busy and we wear many different hats in relation to our daily responsibilities. What is the glue that keeps you all together? How do you make this work? Do tell. Let's Julie, Marianne, Mo, someone, let me know, how are you doing this?
Well, I think with us, the fact that we've had, you know, the same experiences, you know, and we've lived through international adoption, and our girls are, and Joe, you know, are all born in China. The fact that we have this unique shared experience, you know, is the glue that will keep us together. It has for the past, gosh, 15 years, and I see it continuing well into the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a pretty tight glue. It's like super glue, and nobody's going to be able to break it. You know,
yeah.
So yeah, it's there. You know,
I think we make it a priority. It's something that you know, we know when Gotcha Day comes up that we're going to be getting together. You know, there's not a well, maybe we should skip it this year. No, we're getting together.
Mm-hmm.
And all the other get-togethers that we have, it's just part of our social calendar. It's part of our routines for the year. It's things that if we miss it or someone from the group misses it, it's obvious. And everybody makes it a priority to do this.
Yeah.
And
so
it's not out of something that we feel obligated to.
Right.
We want
right.
to.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's what it sounds like to me is that rather than finding a place or ability to fit these get-togethers into your schedules, really this is your schedule and everything else has to fit in around these get-togethers is the kind of what I'm hearing from you.
That is
right.
That really is true. I even think, you know, in the future when the girls are off to college, for example, and a Gotcha Day comes up and maybe they can't come, we're still going to be together, you know, and so if whoever can make it comes, because the parents will, we're going to keep it going and hope that the kids can make every one of these get-togethers. But it's so important to all of us that I don't see it stopping.
Right.
Awesome. So Emily, Kate, or Holly, I'm sure you've seen the coordination and the effort that your mom's put into making sure that you all stay connected. What are your thoughts and feelings about that?
I think it's really special of them to plan all of this and put so much into this, taking away from their busy lives and making sure that they get us reunited and staying in contact with each other.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Anybody else wanted to say anything? Well, we'll move on. We have unfortunately left the husbands and dads out of this conversation, and that's not because we aren't interested in their perspective. I would like it if one of you moms felt that you could talk about what all of this has been like from your husband's point of view.
We talked about this.
Oh, you guys got together.
We talked about it this weekend.
Perfect. What did they say?
It was pretty funny. The guys were going up to each other, "Oh, man, you mean so much to me." And giving them fake hugs and stuff. It was hilarious. And then, you know, there was I think it was Jeff that was like, "Well, I just do what my wife tells me to do," you know.
Yeah. We had a lot of laughs, which is our typical typical mode.
The moms are the organizers. The guys just kind of follow, you know. So as with most things in life, you know.
Right.
Absolutely.
But, you know, there was one couple one family that wasn't able to come this past weekend as the whole family because the mom had other obligations and the dad still brought the kids. So, you know, I think that if, you know, us moms weren't able to make it and there was a get-together, I think the dads would still take the kids. You know, even though they don't have
telling.
A lot of input.
Yeah, I think it's telling that, you know, these events are not mother-daughter events. The guys are all there. And it's only, you know, in the rare circumstances when they're not present. They're all there. They enjoy getting together and hanging out together. And it's interesting, at each event, typically the guys gather in one room and the moms are in another. And we have our time with each other. And then invariably, us moms will say, okay, we're going to head out and do some shopping, and the guys stay behind and take care of the kids. So, actually.
So. We've worked it out that way over the years, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We've learned to make a quick getaway. Of course, it's not as hard for the guys anymore. I mean, you know, when all the kids were little and they were still in diapers, now they just kind of look up and go, okay, whatever, you know, because the kids are pretty independent, but, you know. They were a little nervous when we used to all take off when they were all still in diapers and needed things, you know. So we had to make a very quick exit, you know, before they actually understood what was going on, you know.
So
we've perfected that technique over the years.
Yeah, I bet you have. That's awesome. I'm curious about in those early days as you guys were forming your relationships, and I know that's been many years now, but was their perspective any different than your perspective in terms of the desire to be connected? I mean, you three ladies just kind of initially were drawn to one another, and it just clicked, and these relationships happened very naturally. Where did the guys stand with that? Was this a different experience from them back at the beginning of time?
Well, I think they had their own time together. On the trip, us three ladies went and had a facial on Marianne's insistence. And so the guys, you know, unbeknownst to them, were going to be left with those three babies. And they were going to have to be on their own and handle the situation. And I think instead of them independently staying in a hotel room or, you know, getting out a stroller and wandering around by themselves, the three of them together with the babies went down to the playroom, and they had their time together with the babies. So, you know, they also, during that time, you know, as us ladies were depending on each other to get through this experience, the guys, I think, did too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. I know they were laughing about it at this weekend's get-together and just commenting that they were in the playroom at the White Swan Hotel with the three girls. And the big anxiety at the time was, who was the first dad that was going to have to change a poopy diaper on his own? And, you know, right from the beginning, I think, you know, kind of that sense of humor and camaraderie and always the desire to get together for meals. Any opportunity we had, the three families, us six adults, tried to be together. And that's continued. Mm. Today, really.
Yeah.
So
it sounds a lot
it's
like
a
that
support.
Sense of we're in this together. We're, you know, this isn't three separate families. We're all into this together, and we've got your back, and we're going to help you. And that's one of the things that I just really, really love and take away from your story. As you know, this is our final podcast in our three-part series, and I think at least one or two of you have mentioned to me in the past few weeks that participating in this podcast has forced you to clear the cobwebs, so to speak. You're recalling feelings and remembering stories that maybe you haven't thought about in a while. Will you share some of those with us? What has this podcast series kind of brought back to the forefront for you? Anybody, Julie, Marianne, Mo, and then we're going to segue to your daughters and see what they think about this.
For me, it was just going through all the pictures, and you realize how far you've come. You know, anytime you're raising a child, they always say, oh, you'll remember this, or you'll remember this. But life gets so busy, you forget all those little things, and going through all the pictures, and you go, oh, wow, I remember this one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mo, you sent the picture of the kids in the chef hats that I made, and I had forgotten about that, you know. And it's like, oh, yeah, I remember that, you know, and it's just like how far we've come, you know, how far all the miracles that we've seen, that the girls are all well-adjusted, they're all busy with their lives, and, you know, you look at the first pictures and you remember all the anxiety, and you kind of go, ooh, what are we going to do or what's going to happen, you know, and then you think, oh, you know, as they say, the days drag and the years fly, and it's just like, oh, my goodness, this has already been 15 years, and the girls are all driving and talking about college, and you're like, oh, wait a minute, you know, where did this time go? So it's just been a nice being able to look back and realize how far we've come and what we've got to look forward to.
Indeed.
And it's just, you know, it's just remembrance of what a blessing these relationships are. You know, how fortunate we are to have these. And I never realized it was so unique until we started talking about it. Then it kind of like, oh, yeah, I guess not everybody has this relationship with their travel group.
Yeah.
Well, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, you get busy with day-to-day life, you know, and you're wrapped up in that. And what the podcast has done for me is made me take a step back and go, because you forget, oh, that's right, my daughters are adopted. You know, you don't really, we've moved so far past that. And it was a good opportunity to go back and go, remember the whole adoption experience, because it really has for us become such a non-issue. It's just not something we think about day to day. It's, we've moved on to just regular, you know, busy life. And so this was, it was a blessing to look back and see, you know, how adoption's changed our lives and how much fuller our lives are as a result of it, both from our, of course, from our children's, you know, having our children with us, but our new extended family.
That's really nice to hear. Thanks for sharing that. Julie, did you have anything you wanted to add here?
Well, I think one of the things that, looking back from the early days after the adoption, was, you know, me and my baby or both of my, you know, little girls together, there was no question that we had adopted and that these were my kids. You know, now I'm seeing that starting to shift from that to people forgetting that we have adopted, you know, forgetting that my kids are from a foreign country. And then it shifts again to, you know, if I'm out with either one of my girls or both of them together, if we're at a store or something at a restaurant, they'll just look at us, are you together? You know, so then it's not even, you know, then we're getting into the them not even recognizing that we're a family. So, you know, some of that kind of changes. And when those little issues come up, I've got these two ladies I can call and go, can you believe this happened?
Right.
So it helps to keep you grounded. It helps to reinforce that you're doing everything right. You're doing everything okay. And even if you're not doing everything right, you get through this too. It just helps having these two ladies together, helping me get through all of the changes.
Thank you for that. I want to try and engage here with Emily, Kate, and Holly for a second and find out, I'm sure you girls have heard a lot of these stories over the years. It's my first time, but not yours. And I was wondering if you could share an earliest memory of adoption or family or something about these stories that your moms are talking about that really connect with you that you'd be willing to talk about for a moment.
Well, I think that, like, they've been our parents for so long, we don't really think about how we're adopted. Like, we came home when we were 10 months old, so it's not like we're, like, you know, thinking about our other parents a lot, you know? Like, sometimes we talk about it, but, like, we don't really, you know, think about them as not being our parents because they've just always been there, you know? And it's like they're our extended family. Like Holly and like Emily are like my sisters, you know?
Of course, absolutely. Has it ever really struck you? Is this Holly that's speaking?
Oh, Holly? This is Kate.
It was Kate, sorry. I have not quite got your voices down, but I'm wondering, you know, your moms were saying that this has just always been the norm in terms of these connections that you all share, and recently, because of the podcast, they've kind of looked at it differently and said, oh, wow, you know, I guess we do have a really special, unique relationship. Has that ever occurred for the three of you in recognizing that, you know, you were all brought into your homes and your forever families at the same time, at essentially the same age? What are your thoughts about that? Has there ever been any talk about how cool that really is?
Yeah, I mean, nobody can really say that they were brought home with their best friend from another country.
That is very cool. So as we focus on the future, I'm interested in hearing what's your takeaway from these relationships and these experiences with one another? Let me see if we can. What, Kate, why don't you go ahead and tackle that one for us? I'm just going to go right down the line here. What's your takeaway from these experiences with one another when we're thinking about the future?
Well, I mean, when you think about it, like, they are my parents. Like, I know sometimes we run into stuff like, you know, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. I think we might be having a little bit of a connection problem with you.
Okay.
It's okay. Did you want to try again, Kate?
Go ahead, honey.
I don't really know what to say about this.
That's okay. That's fine. Emily or Holly, either one of you want to take a try at that question? I know it's a little bit difficult, but I'm just curious about, yeah, when you look back now at these relationships and as you're thinking about the future, sometimes when we reevaluate, there's something that's important to us that really stands out, or sometimes it's something that we learn that's new that we want to use in our future. Anything like that that either one of you kind of want feel moved to talk about? Julie, Marianne, Mo, anybody?
I think that why it's so difficult for us to answer is because, you know, we don't really see our friendship or our bond together as being sisters so different through the adoption. We don't see it as much as why we're connected is because we're adopted, because we forget that we're adopted. We don't struggle on that. We don't think about it every day. And we just think of each other as being sisters just because we've grown up with each other through our whole lives and we have so much similarities, and we don't realize that why we have this bond is through adoption.
That's an excellent point. Excellent point.
Good job, Holly.
Yeah, for sure.
That's my baby.
Well said. Julie, you want to add anything to that?
Well, we've got on our refrigerator, and I saw this just the other day, and it was something I think that Kate had made for Holly and for Emily, and it's a magnet that's got all three of their names on it, and I think it says Forever Friends or Friends Forever, something like that, and it's just something that in their upbringing and in their experiences, they understand how special it is, and they understand that there's a connection, and we get together every time, and it's reinforced. And they're not friends because they have to be; they're friends because they choose to be. And they get along well together. They've got so much in common. They have so much, you know, and they're not identical, but they've got enough differences that they've got always something to talk about and different things that they're bringing to the relationship.
They each have their own gifts and their own talents. So,
Yeah,
I think you know they look at each other too as it's more than just a friendship. Really, it is a unique like sisterhood because of coming from the same orphanage. Their birthdays are all within 2 weeks of each other. It's just a really unique sisterhood that they share with one another.
I think you're right about that. And when they say, well, we've always been friends and our moms and dads brought us home and this has been our life, but this isn't a life that was given to them that they haven't enjoyed or that they didn't want or forced upon in these relationships. This is what I find so special about all of your stories is that this connection has been there from the beginning. And not because it was forced, because you wanted that. And that has served all of you in such a beautiful way. And I hope that we're doing justice to your story in our podcast, because it's really great, a really impressive story of how you guys came together initially. And that really could have been it, right? You were in a travel group together, like a lot of other people have been in a travel group together. But in your case, here we are, 15 years later, and there's this fabulous story and this history that you all share. Sure, it began as adoption, but that's not really the root of why you're still friends.
Well, I think one thing, too, that people may not understand is that we never met at the adoption agency. Mo and Marianne and our spouses, we all went through different branches of this agency. We never met in the lobby. We never met in the hallways. This was put together through the agency, and all of these dossiers were sent at the same time by chance, providence, however you want to think about it. So it wasn't even anything that, you know, we could have said, oh, we've met them, we want to go to China with them. This was just what happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we are from above.
For sure, very much. And I so appreciate all of you coming on today and trying to maneuver my questions and trying to paint this picture for everyone else to see and understand. And I've had a great time hearing your story and spending the last 3 weeks asking you questions and hearing from you. And I, again, am very appreciative for all of you for doing this and being a part of our podcast.
Well, now would be
a great time for, we're going to wrap up here. We are approaching the end of the show, and I want to let our listeners know how to connect with the agency. But do any of you have any final thoughts that you'd like to add before we conclude?
I think you need to come to Pumpkin Fest and get the full experience.
Yeah. I love that idea. We could do a live on location podcast.
There you go.
The weather or not,
a lot.
Seven
families, 15 kids. Yeah.
Listening audience may not be able to understand anything that's happening, but that's okay.
Oh, my God.
You guys are great. So for those of you that are listening, if you're interested in connecting with Adoption Associates, please call 800-677-2367. Again, a big thank you to all of our ladies today, Julie, Marianne, Mo, Holly, Emily, and Kate, for spending the last 3 weeks sharing their story with us. Remember that Adoption Focus is live every Tuesday. Typically, we do air at 11 a.m. Our shows are available on demand at blogtalkradio.com/adoptionfocus. You can connect with Adoption Associates on the web at adoptionassociates.net or through Facebook and Twitter. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.